Genesee Semler is nurturing a baby bump, due in 2.5 weeks.
I know she's technically a quarantine baby, but we have been planning to have her since we had a timeline since we got married last summer. For us, this was always the plan. We just feel lucky we got married in time and that, you know, she's still going to be young when this is going on, so we can take care of her at home. The thing I feel like I've missed out on the most is having my husband at doctor's appointments, because like I think he's just as excited as I am, maybe more excited because he's not experiencing the discomfort. So baby shower, I didn't want one in the first place, but my sister threw a drive-by baby shower, sort of limited the attendance to a few people. And it was nice, but I think the thing that I missed out on most was having my husband experience things with me.
And not just her husband. Because of COVID restrictions and risk at the hospital, Genesee, who lives in Thousand Oaks, says she's planning labouring as much as possible at home when the time comes, and once there, she won't be allowed visitors.
So that made me kind of sad. I wanted my parents to come and my sister to come. I feel like it's a rite of passage, you know, that they see the baby when they're, like, really a newborn. But actually, you know, I think we've sort of come around to the fact that that's also a blessing in disguise, because, like, it forces us to sort of, like, focus on, you know, the three of us and how our family is going to change our dynamic, and focus on the baby and like learning the practical things like the breastfeeding and the changing diapers and stuff. But so that's our general consensus, but I will miss, you know, not having my parents visit.
She says they had expected to take a financial hit this year, but their jobs ended up being okay as they've both been able to work from home in fairly secure roles. And that she doesn't take for granted that they're in a financial position to be able to grow their family at a time when so many are having to put those plans on hold.
It has made me feel like really blessed. I mean, it's been so expensive. Like, we've hit my deductible, which was extremely high. And I honestly don't know how people can afford to, like, have a child in the U.S. I do feel like something needs to change with the healthcare system. I didn't realize how expensive it was going to be just to give birth, you know?
And you've just gone into January, so you've now got to pay again.
So reset on our very high deductibles. You know, I feel like we're really lucky that our child will be born into like an upper middle class family. And, you know, she is going to be mixed race, so that poses its own sort of social issues. But I think that will kind of force her to almost have, like, we're going to be very intentional about talking to her about issues around class and also race. And, you know, the fact that we both believe that you can't completely forget about like a huge swath of the population. And we're not actually politically similar. We're politically dissimilar. We're on sort of opposite ends of the spectrum. But we do see the need to make sure you're not ignoring people who are, you know, in the sort of make up the bulk of the population economically.
And we're going to continue to follow Genesee's journey as she welcomes her little one. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.